Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Pipes is writing down a lot of stuff. I'm just going to go from the gut.
I'm going to sell you on a guy that I already know you're not buying. All the deep dives.
Caillou, the kid that whined. I'm going to be frank. Sometimes I want a Clipper and Bear in the Big Blue House to go over and just knock him around.
I think they will win. They're back at home.
I'm going to go off here.
Hans, come in here. Like poking the eye.
I literally just create madness. I put a packet of mild sauce.
The one Taco Bell packet was a little...
That was strange.
I don't know. Their secondary grades out is the worst. High scoring. Take the over. He who had injury, he who had.
King Derek the Fifth.
Is it better to have two defensive coordinators or none?
Or none.
They have Tua's brother. It's easier than to pronounce. Talia Tua Valoa. Yeah.
This song I really dislike.
Hans. Trevor's on fire right now.
You got to be a trendsetter.
14 team, all heavy favorite. How dumb am I for doing that?
Yeah, you're dumb.
Wonder if our boy Lon has any parlays cooking up in Hawaii. I don't know if you can bet in Hawaii at all.
I don't know, but I didn't receive any text about an afternoon delight.
We haven't been hearing from him.
Or a nooner.
Sure, he's good.
Or anything. So.
Well, we charge along. This is The Drive. Derek Piper, Trevor Valise, Hans D, because it's a Friday. Hans D in the building for who you got coming up later this hour. Should we do the Friday thing? I know that's Lon's.
Yeah, we can.
Realm. Not that we don't partake.
He's better at the tying it into, like why we're doing it.
Yeah, sure.
And this
I could try my best. You know, you worked all week. You got him in the cooler. Illinois basketball tonight. You're sitting in the stands.
That was pretty good. That was a good start.
Yeah, you know.
Why not?
Sure. There you go. Cheers. No, it feels right.
He usually yells something.
He does.
So I just took the only button I had there, which we can still use, by the way, this button.
We can. He's sticking around for a little while.
He's sticking around.
He is.
Scott Frost!
All right, Illinois and Arkansas State tonight. The number 11 ranked Illini taking on the Red Wolves. We've talked about it. We talked about it with Jeff Reed of A-State Nation. It's a team that has some good guard play. Marquise Eaton was a second-team All-Sun Belt selection last year. He's similar in the mold of, I know you're making a comparison to different conferences, but similar to Trent Frazier, like a bunch of starts under his belt. Super senior came back, like 90-some starts for him. Averaged 16.6 assists in league play last year, so a guy that definitely can put up some nice numbers. Desi Sills attracting a lot of attention, the transfer from Arkansas. Caleb Fields, another guard for them, quick off the dribble, 6'2", like fairly slight guard, but he's quick and fast and wants to get to the rim. And then Norshad Omir, the Sun Belt Freshman of the Year last season, put up more than 12 points and 12 rebounds per game, very athletic.
96-mile-an-hour fastball.
He's got the fastball.
Best Nicaraguan volleyball player.
Man.
What else am I missing?
If there's a meaningful inbound late, I'm not trying to speak this into existence, but would he be the guy that heaves it down the floor because of the arm or catches the lob because of the ups?
Good question.
I don't know. This is something that Mike Bellotto's got to be thinking about.
I hopefully don't need to spend a second thinking about it, but I'm sure he's thinking about it.
Sorry to put that out there.
Putting images in my head.
No, it's all good. All good. Well, we'll see if Mike Bellotto can figure that out. Brad Underwood has some things to figure out with this Arkansas State team. He's talked about Curbelo, Trent, and Hutch. Well, he didn't really say all that much yesterday.
To be determined. We know Kofi's out. The rest, we don't.
That was it.
Okay.
There you have it. We've talked about our expectations as far as Curbelo, Trent, Hutcherson. If you're just tuning in, I think that Curbelo and Trent are going to go. Not sure about Hutcherson. I know that earlier on in the week or even last weekend, it was talked about him being maybe a longer-term injury. Not that's going to keep him out a month, 2 months, any kind of thing like that, but that Trent and Curbelo would be back sooner than he would. So if he was out tonight, I wouldn't be surprised. But I do think that Illinois will have some reinforcements at guard with Curbelo and Trent at guard. So on that note, while Brad didn't talk much about them, he did preview the challenges that the Red Wolves will present tonight And here's your head coach, Brad Underwood.
Arkansas State comes in. It's a very good basketball team, a team that finished fourth last year in the Sun Belt, which is an extremely underrated conference, a conference that has got very, very good coaching. Mike does a great, great job there. And you add to them Desi Sills, who's a player from Arkansas who had multiple 20-point games last year, a guy who's a legit high major talent and a guy who can go get baskets with the best of them. So very, very good team. They're great in transition. They've got an interior threat that is capable of being the league MVP. Very bouncy, 6'7", 6'8", 250 pounds, scores it, finishes everything at the rim. He's got great touch. So this is a basketball team that, again, will play fast. They'll throw a lot of defenses at us. We'll see pressure. We'll see, they've played zone in the past. They've played multiple presses. But, again, it will be very similar to Jackson State. They love to get out in the passing lanes, deny, be very aggressive. They gamble. They try to get steals so they can get out in the open court. But a good basketball team, three great guards who are all very capable. They're big, strong, 6'2", 200-pound type guards. And they're really going to challenge us and our principals on the defensive end.
That was your Illini basketball head coach, Brad Underwood, talking to the media yesterday. Wanted to replay that to refresh our minds about Arkansas State as we head into tonight's battle at 8 p.m. at the State Farm Center. Trevor, we've talked about this throughout the show, but what's kind of the main thing sticking out in your head as we're a little less than 3 hours from tip-off that you need to see out of the Illini tonight to calm any kind of nerves that may or may not be out there about this matchup?
Yeah, it's funny because I think everybody's so, and rightfully so, focused on whether or not Curbelo and Trent play, that it's I'm not really thinking about it from a matchup perspective because the number one thing in everybody's mind is just, will they play, will they not?
Right.
So I guess I would qualify it by saying if they do play, I just want to see how they play, because I think everyone's focused so much so on whether or not they will play, and we've talked about, does Curbelo come out and have 10 turnovers again, and maybe that starts to be something that you legitimately need to be concerned about, or does he come out and have 20 assists or something? And it's like, okay, we're right back in the groove of things, I guess, is what I want to see. And if they don't, I want to see more out of Omar Payne, because I want to know that even when Kofi's back, I don't need to sit there wondering like, okay, do you bring in BBV or Omar for this 3-minute stretch while Kofi gets a blow? Cause like, I don't want to have to worry about that come conference play, and the opponents are only going to get tougher, and it's a good matchup tonight in terms of a quality matchup against Omir. So if they do play, I want to see how Curbelo and Trent play. Like you said, I want to watch not necessarily just Trent come out on like a pitch count, but how does the shot look? Is he 0-for-7 from three? Does it seem like he's hampered at all by that shoulder? And then if they don't play, I want to see Omar do something.
Yeah, you would wonder if Trent's out there, do they try to be, not that they're going to try to aggravate an injury in any kind of sense, but be physical with him, get up on him, maybe drive against him. Just it'll be interesting to see kind of how Trent looks. Does he favor that shoulder at all, or does he look like he's just normal Trent Frazier? Because when he is that, he is one of the best perimeter lockdown defenders in college basketball, and that will come in handy quite a bit against a team that can get after it off the dribble with their guard play. Of course, Omier is the standout thing about their team, in my opinion. So the way that Illinois is able to battle with him, and I fully agree, you need to see more out of Omar Payne, and I'm not going to fully expect that now this is just going to be what we saw Tuesday out of Boss Man, just kind of going forward, that's going to be, all right, he's going to play 17 minutes in Kofi's absence. I'm not going to pretend that he's going to have that role when Kofi does come back, but that all of a sudden Ben will be this physical guy that owns the glass and really like goes toe-to-toe against a guy that in Jackson State, that put up good numbers rebounding-wise, and Ben was able to hold his own. I would want to see Payne because of his length, because of his athleticism, and a little bit more. I think he has a little bit more physicality than Coleman. We got to see that play out. But Coleman, for as well as he played, I don't want to tap the brakes too much because I do think he's going to have a breakout season. I think that what he's shown and his upside is really, really encouraging. But like him matching up against Omir, I'm not sure that that's going to be great because there is a physical difference. There is a strength difference Coleman can, of course, block his shot, but can Omer knock him off his spot? Can Omer body him up on the glass? That's something that I would wonder about. And I do think that with Curbelo's play, like if he's going to come out and be rusty, if he's going to turn the ball over, that's something you don't want to see because Arkansas State, well, their numbers in the past haven't been super great in terms of pace or just that's not been their MO, I guess. Watching them this year, I don't know if it's because Desi Sills gives them another weapon at guard. They have played really fast so far this season, have really tried to get out in transition. So I think that they will try to, as Jeff Reed explained, maybe try to dial up the pressure a little bit early on. They get the turnovers, get out and run. I think that a key for Illinois early and maybe even to just extinguish any confidence for Arkansas State is to make sure you're not allowing those guards to get in the paint and to play fast and comfortable. So that's something to watch out for. We'll break this game down more and give our final thoughts and who you got. There's a Bulls game on tonight as well. Kind of a big one in terms of playing ESPN against Steph Curry. No big deal. I just said big deal and then no big deal. It's kind of somewhere in the middle, apparently. Warriors, Bulls, 9 p.m., I think. Or is it 8 p.m. Central?
I think it's 9.
9 p.m. Central, ESPN.
The Warriors have been, I mean, on a tear to start
this
season.
They have been.
Now they
haven't, without Clay,
they haven't played anybody. I think their schedule's been like the Timberwolves twice, the Trailblazers. You know, they haven't exactly gone through Murderer's Row. And that's sort of what the Bulls are going through right now. They had the Sixers twice, the Mavs. Now they're doing the Nets, and now they're doing their West Coast road trip. So the fact that they're 8-3, you know, all things considered, I was sort of just like, of course, as a scarred Bulls fan, but I was sort of bracing for impact on, you know, okay, they start 3-0, but it was Toronto and Detroit twice. You know, maybe they come back down to earth against this better competition, but they've looked really good.
They have, even getting some national attention. A guy that we're familiar with, I think, based on the description from Bill Simmons, thanks to our friend, our good friend, Austin Berkland, for sharing this on Twitter, for all of us to hear, Bill Simmons talking about a guy that we think we know.
Fun to play with. Those guys always make it. And then just random dudes, Dawson Mew on Chicago, I might have seen his best game, but he was impressive as like a possible 3-and-D guy.
Dawson Mew.
I'm sorry. What was that, Bill?
It's Dawson Mew on
Chicago. No. No.
No.
Oh, man.
Dawson Mew on.
What the hell?
I mean, it's bordering on I don't know who he's talking about. Like, if I was listening to that while driving with no context of, like, he's about to say Io's name or something, I'd be like, is that like a G League guy? Like, who is that?
It does say on the Bulls, so that it kind of gives you a little bit of context. But if you're wondering if some of these, and look, it's tough to pay attention to everything at that. If you're an NBA guy and we kind of get annoyed with Kenny the Jet Smith and Charles Barkley here to break down March Madness where they haven't seen any games. These NBA national guys don't pay all that much attention to college basketball.
He's a diehard Celtics guy, though, so he should be aware of the guy who single-handedly
16 points, didn't miss a shot,
brought them back and killed the Celtics season.
That's probably when he saw him.
That's right.
Dawson Mew. I wonder if the PA announcer was calling him that.
Then after the game, Tatum and Brown say that they don't like the way they're playing. They need to share the ball more. They blame Marcus Smart. Basically, Dawson Mew blew up the Celtics this year, and I'll hear nothing otherwise.
Well, a guy that faced him once or sometimes twice a year in Tom Izzo still called him AO for 3 years. So,
now that's even more inexcusable. I mean, come on. It's three letters and it's not hard.
Yeah. I mean, felt bad for AO. We hope he's doing okay.
Clearly, you didn't feel that bad because you're not saying his name right. Unless it's like a verbal tic he has that he can't pronounce the I sound. I don't know. I don't get it.
Boss Man getting ready for the Sissoko rematch. I do like that. In the ring.
I want
Darren Williams and Frank Gore.
Oh, God.
Let's do that.
I want that on Who You Got.
I do. We have to.
Darren Williams versus Frank Gore when they finally square up.
We do got to get to Who You Got because it is Friday and Hans is prepared. Got the list in front of us. A lengthy slate, lot to get to. Let's just take a break. Come back with Who You Got. This is The Drive.
Banco Overhead Door boasts over a decade of experience in garage door sales, installation, and service. They pride themselves on fast, friendly, and professional assistance for all customers. You can trust the licensed and professional team at Banco. And Banco is the only company in a 100-mile radius with a garage door showroom. Go visit their location and shop door options that meet your needs at 214 South Lake of the Woods Road in Mahomet, or you can view options online at bancodoor.com. That's B-A-N-K-C-O Door.
Don't miss the opportunity to make your connection to autism. The CU Autism Network, along with the Champaign County Farm Bureau, is hosting a Spectrum of Community Connections Autism Conference and Winter Gala, featuring keynote speaker Dr. Temple Grandin.
Both events are on Thursday, December 9th at the City Center in Champaign, located at 505 South Chestnut Street in Champaign.
The conference offers both in-person and virtual options. There will be a choice of a morning or afternoon session. The gala will be a great way to meet and talk with Dr. Temple Grandin.
This conference supports the CU Autism Network's mission to support persons on the autism spectrum and bridges together our community for a better understanding of autism spectrum disorder.
There will also be amazing silent auction items to bid on. A special thanks to our sponsors, Green Street Realty and The Place for Children with Autism.
For more information and to purchase tickets, please visit our website at cuautismnetwork.org or on our Facebook page at Champaign Urbana Autism Network.
For details on how to get involved December 9th, visit our website at cuautismnetwork.org.
When you make the right decision, it feels good, like picking the perfect accent rug or choosing a good night's sleep over an all-night crime show binge. It feels really good to make the right insurance decision, too. That's why State Farm agent Kurt Lenschow is right here in Champaign-Urbana to help you select the right protection at the right price. Kurt will make sure you understand your State Farm coverages so you'll know what to expect if the unexpected happens. Just call him when you want the real deal. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Want to bring more smiles to your sparkling water? Introducing Bubbly from Pepsi. A delicious sparkling water with no calories, no sweeteners, all smiles, with 16 flavors. And now, Bubbly Bounce delivers all of the delicious flavor and hydration of the original, now with just a kick of caffeine. Pick up some Bubbly the next time you're looking for a refreshing change. Brought to you by Pepsi Cola, Champaign-Urbana Bottling Company.
Why do people go to PDR Automotive in Urbana? Because they take care of people like you. Angie dropped off her car to get her brakes evaluated. After a serious problem was discovered, they quoted her $2,100 that she would need to fix the problem.
I couldn't afford it, and I told them I better settle up and hope things don't get worse. PDR found a used part, sent off for it, and kept the bill at the original price. Who does that? I can't stop talking about them and have recommended them to people already. They are my new mechanic.
PDR Automotive on Cunningham in Urbana.
Hey, Line Eye fans, it's Georgia B at Stevie J Broadcasting, and you are listening to the amazing ESPN Radio 93.5.
Back on the drive, Hans dropping UFC knowledge in the during the break.
That was something.
Hasbulla.
I've learned a lot. Google it.
Yep.
Google it. Yeah, he's a good guy.
Hans, right. Get right to it. This is your segment. You take over the reins, my friend.
Yes, sir. First up in the NBA, we have the Bulls at the Warriors tonight at 9 p.m. Warriors are 10-1. Can the Bulls do it? Who you got?
The Bulls cannot do it. I think it'll be a close game. I think Jordan Poole will be the guy who hits seven threes tonight out of nowhere, and the Warriors win 103-97.
I'm going to go homer pick. I'm going to take the Bulls for this ride to keep on going. The fact that the Warriors haven't played anybody. I think the Bulls have more depth with that Dosunmu guy. I think he has a big game. 3-D.
Got a good future, that Dosunmu.
Yeah, I think so.
Do we know if Kobe is coming back or not yet?
I think he's on the Windy City Bulls, whatever that means. Is that their G League team? Or like
G League team. I thought he got called up.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure if he's going to go or not.
I thought I heard he's going out with them.
Oh, okay.
Well, if he's playing over Io, my pick's going to change.
Yeah.
Just want to put that out there.
Io is a game changer.
And Vucevic is out for COVID, I think.
Yes.
So
he's been getting some heat on Bulls Twitter. Not that I'm part of it, but I observed from afar.
Mm-hmm.
Not too far, but
Yeah,
I guess he's not hitting shots.
I stay my distance from Bulls Twitter, at least for now. But yeah, they've been saying that Vooch has struggled. So
yeah.
I'll take their word for it.
He's inconsistent.
Okay, thank you. Are you a part of Bulls Twitter?
No, not yet. Okay. Not yet.
Haven't earned that yet.
I've kind of turned into an IO fan page, though. I feel like I've always been. But
fine.
Yeah,
it's a good lane to stick in. I don't think you'll get any pushback around here.
No. Well, on to the NCAA. For basketball, we have number 4 Villanova versus second-ranked UCLA. Who you got?
Top 4 matchup, 10:30 tonight.
On ESPN2.
If the soccer game ends, game before the soccer game ends.
Yeah. That just seems wrong. But, hey, I'm excited about it because I get to cover Illinois and Arkansas State and then probably from the press room watch some of the first half, but ultimately get a chance to see good portion of the second half of, like you said, a top 5 matchup. We talked about this game yesterday. Trevor and I are on opposite sides. This is a battle. I'm taking UCLA at home. I did like the line drop today. I ended up getting them at 2.5. I think that the fact that they have a bunch of guys back from last year, I'm not going to play too much into the time zone difference and everything, but Johnny Juzang to me versus Colin Gillespie, I'm going to take Juzang and the Bruins.
I'm going to take Nova, and we're going to see who wins.
Okay. And text you late night.
I'll be up. I'll probably be watching a Hawaii basketball game and regretting everything I've chosen to do with that
I'll be writing my 5 takeaways, and I'll just peer away from the screen and text you some trash.
A 6th takeaway, specifically made for me. I'll take Nova.
And I'll break the tie and say Bruins take the win.
Okay. Well, you didn't have to. I wasn't asking you to break the tie. You didn't have to do that.
Well, I did.
Okay.
And I'm the host of this award-winning show, Trevor.
Okay.
All right, next up we have 5th-ranked Texas at number 1 Gonzaga. Who you got?
How about 2 top 5 matchups in the 24-hour period, both at actual home venues, too.
Yeah.
Which is nice. Not that I have a problem with playing in Indy or something, but it's kind of cool to have like the official home fans be able to see both of them.
Absolutely. I thought when you said both, you're going to say both when half the nation's asleep.
Oh, that
but,
too.
But I mean, the fact that you got these early season matchups, home environment's really cool for this one. It's going to be tough for Texas at the Kennel going up against Drew Timmy, Chet Holmgren. I like Texas as far as a bet, like taking the points. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Might still err on the side of Gonzaga. I know that you like Texas as well. Are you picking the Longhorns outright?
I'm going to.
Okay.
I think they're going to win by 3 on a Marcus Carr 3.
Oh, wow. I mean, he's shown to be a clutch performer at times. He's got a knack for that.
And then he's going to hit the Brandon Paul, call me maybe, as he walks off the court.
Oh, man. Okay. I'll take Gonzaga to win, Texas to cover. Trev's got Texas outright.
Hans, going to make me feel bad? Okay, yep, Gonzaga. All right.
Again.
Thanks for that.
On to college football. We got Indiana State versus SIU.
I was kidding. We can still
go
do
dogs.
It. I just...
Dogs.
What's the song? He sings it every week.
Do it like a big dog.
Do it like a big dog.
I think that's what it is.
No comment on that song, right.
We are always just very quiet and looking at each other when Lon does that, but, you know, we let him have his moment.
I mean, we got to all take the dogs, right?
Mm-hmm. Taking the dogs.
Next up, number 19, Purdue at 4th-ranked Ohio State. Ohio State's favored by 3 touchdowns. Who you got?
It's a big spread for a Purdue team that's like 7-2 against top 5 teams or something like that.
Vegas does not respect Purdue. In any way.
You go ahead on this one.
I guess I would lean Purdue on the 21, but Ohio State to win at home, which seems like sort of the safe hedge that everyone would say, but that's where I lean.
It's kind of one of those where the spread's so big that it's bait to take the other side.
Yeah, because Ohio State's going to win this game 42-10, right? Aiden O'Connell will throw 4 picks and like...
tells you, but at the same time, I think you got to question now, like, everybody at the top of the Big Ten and how legit they are in the big picture of college football. Like, for Ohio State only to win by single digits against Nebraska, same against Penn State when that spread was huge. Like, are they that good?
I think it's fair to ask.
I don't know.
I mean, they've had their struggles. Even in that first game against Minnesota, I know that was, you know, opening the year, but that was like a tied game late in the third quarter. I don't think they're elite. Obviously, I think they're good. I just don't think they're elite. I don't know if anyone in the Big Ten is elite, to your
right.
point.
Yeah.
You're taking Ohio State?
I'm taking Ohio State.
Okay.
Next up, sixth-ranked Michigan at Penn State. Michigan's favored by only 1.5 points. Who you got?
I think Michigan's going to take this one running away. Michigan by 14.
Oh, I do not see a ranking next to Penn State's name, which means this is right in Jim Harbaugh's wheelhouse. Definitely not a top 10 team, teams that he has real trouble beating. I like the Wolverines as well, getting the job done. Cover the spread, 1.5, that's nothing. But
not an in-state rival, check. Not a ranked team, yeah. Check. Harbaugh will win.
There you go. Michigan.
A little update. Fifth-ranked Cincinnati losing by a touchdown against South Florida.
Sound the alarms.
Thank you for the update.
You're welcome. Next up, Northwestern at 18th-ranked Wisconsin. Wisconsin's favored by almost 25 points.
No, Northwestern plus 24. Put the house on it.
Oh, the house.
I'm sorry, but have you seen the way Wisconsin has won games this year?
Yeah.
Especially against a Northwestern team that you could sort of argue is like a very poor microcosm of Wisconsin, right? Just in terms of like poopy offense, better defense, always winning games in the mud, low scoring at best. I mean, you really think Wisconsin's going to cover 24 with a hook? I don't see that, but I'll take Wisconsin to win.
The one exception was last week for Wisconsin when they won 52-3 at Rutgers.
That makes me feel even better, though, because the odds that they do that I don't think they're going to do it again.
That's a big number. Northwestern's atrocious, though. I mean,
it's a good point.
But there might be 20. There might not even be 24.5 points in this game. So I wouldn't bet it. I'd stay far, far away. Wisconsin will win.
I'll back down from a house to like a small condo.
All right, fair enough.
But I'll leave it at that.
Next up, Rutgers at Indiana. This is just
gross.
An ugly game, I think. Who you got?
We suck.
You have to pick this.
I mean, how is Indiana 2 wins worse than Rutgers right now? Penix has been bad and injured. I guess I'll take Indiana at home. I don't know. I don't care.
Oh, man. Looking at this for Rutgers, that's just that one of their 4 wins against Illinois, that's kind of painful to see that.
I mean, if they're 5-5, what if they go bowling? But, yeah.
Yeah, Indiana. Indiana's had a tough year, played a tough schedule. Things have gone wrong for them, but Rutgers will not get back to 500 if they ever were there. Or they were for 0-0.
Everybody was at one point.
Next up, Minnesota. Unranked Minnesota.
Wonder why.
I do. Number 20, Iowa. Who you got? Iowa's favored by almost 5 points.
Another for me, because Iowa's just looked so bad lately.
They have.
I mean, even against Northwestern last week, I didn't pay a lick of attention to that game, but I saw it was 17-12 with 3 minutes to go and Northwestern had the ball. So I tuned in because I was just like, is Northwestern about to beat Iowa? They ended up throwing an interception immediately and the game was over. But I don't know. I mean, we're talking about like fake stock market trends on teams, right? Like Iowa's is pointing down, 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 down. But I hate Tanner Morgan. I really do. It's a strong word, but I don't think he's good at all. He could go 11-1, and I would be convinced he's the 8th best quarterback in the Big Ten. I don't think he's good. I think Iowa at home wins, but it's close. I wouldn't bet the spread, but I'll take Iowa.
I'm in the same boat as you, a boat that has no oar now, thanks to Blake Hayes snapping that thing late last week. But yeah, to your point about Iowa, the last 3 games, they got blown out at home against Purdue, blown out on the road against Wisconsin, and beat Northwestern by 5 points. So
not exactly inspiring.
Not for a team that through their first 5 games, like their defense is sick. They're a top 10 team. But I think that Minnesota, with the fact that they're one-dimensional offensively, I think Iowa's defense can step up. Iowa wins the game. I'm with you. The 4.5 is just too rich.
I think Iowa has to win this weekend to stay ranked. So then when Illinois comes in there, we beat them.
Mm-hmm. Another ranked win.
Of course.
Basically the opposite of the Harbaugh checklist.
Absolutely.
Is the Bielema checklist.
Next up, Maryland at number 7, Michigan State. Michigan State's favored by 12 points. Who you got?
Maybe I'm just ready for college hoops, but like the majority of this college football slate is doing absolutely nothing for me. Yeah, Michigan State's going to win going away.
I would rather watch Michigan State and Western Michigan, which is on the screen right now, than watching Michigan State and Maryland.
I'd agree with you. I would almost rather watch Kennesaw-Creighton, but I'm not going to go that far because that game was
I mean,
awful.
You've already watched it. So.
It's true. I guess I already have, yeah.
Michigan State to win 12 points is a lot, but Maryland's been very disappointing.
Yep.
Yes. On to the NFL. We have the Saints at the Titans. Saints 5-3, Titans 7-2, but Tennessee's only favored by 3 points. Who you got?
No Kamara. He was ruled out today for the Saints.
Yep.
Who's their is Simeon their starting quarterback or is it Taysom Hill?
Simeon.
I guess the answer shouldn't matter because somehow the Titans without Derrick Henry are going to move to 8-2.
Jeez. This NFL last couple of weeks and this slate, it's just a bear trap for us to make one pick and then just to look like complete idiots. So I'll pick the Titans with you, and I'm sure the Saints will win by 2 touchdowns.
Yep, sounds about right.
Yep. Vikings at Chargers. LA is favored by 3 points. Who you got?
The Vikings have had one of the worst, most unlucky. I mean, it feels like every, and I know we joked about this yesterday, it feels like every game has come down to some like horrible doinked kick or like the last waning seconds of overtime, they lose on some penalty or a fumble. It's just like, man, they have just had a season from hell. They're going to win, though, because it's the NFL, right? So I'll take the Vikings by 20. I don't know.
What's interesting here is that this was the Chargers last year. You had the Anthony Lynn deal. Like, we're in a close game every week, and they just found any unused way to lose. Like,
that's
all right,
we'll
pick
call.
This one. That's been the Vikings. Let's see, the Bears don't play. So I was going to kind of even it out because that's been the way the Vikings are going. Let's just make this a really great race for second in the NFC North. So let's get a tie.
Oh.
A tie.
Wow. Think smarter, not harder.
Yep.
I like it.
Seahawks at the Packers. I think Russell Wilson's back.
He is. Supposed to be, at least.
Is Aaron Rodgers back? We don't know yet.
I think Jordan Love told reporters that the plan is for Aaron to play.
Okay. We're lucky that when I had 30 minutes to myself on Monday, I didn't just dunk on Aaron Rodgers for 30 minutes because I really, really, really wanted to, but... I got
some time here.
It's okay. I'll lay off. I did find it amusing, though, that in his sort of come crawling back with a more refined statement, he was wearing a Rise of Skywalker Star Wars hoodie. So I now think that his worst opinion is not anything having to do with vaccines, but that he should buy apparel for the 9th Star Wars movie, because it wasn't very good.
It wasn't, no.
So I don't know why anyone would be moved to the point where they would buy merchandise about that movie, but I digress. And I'll take the Seahawks because nothing makes sense.
Yeah, I was going to say the one thing I do know is if Rodgers is going to play, and especially the Packers at home, I got to pick the Packers. But
that's why that's the one thing you don't know.
That is the one thing I don't know. And The Rise of Skywalker was a very disappointing movie.
Yep, Seahawks.
Panthers at Cardinals. Cardinals are 8-1, but they're only favored by a point.
The spread is 1? Are you sure?
Yeah.
I'm going to force you to check that again right now because that does not make any
Kyler's
sense to me.
Kyler hasn't practiced, right?
Yeah, I don't care. Colt McCoy beat the Niners on the road by 14.
It's true.
That seems way off to me, but maybe I'm just wrong. I'll take it. I'll take the Cardinals minus 1.
Is Cam Newton going to start? No.
Cardinals 10.5.
I don't know
where I got the 1. My bad.
I don't care. It's fine. I just that sounds more right.
Hans is taking bets for Cardinals minus 1.
He's shaving 9 points off.
If you want to bet the Cardinals minus 1, we'll give you Hans' number after the break. No, I'm just kidding.
It's my kind of bookie right there.
10.5. That's a tough one. I'd pick the Cardinals.
Yep.
Is Cam going to play or no?
Yeah.
He is.
Yep. He's starting for the Panthers.
All right. Cardinals.
Yep.
Sheesh. Sunday night football. Chiefs at the Raiders. Kansas City's favored by about a field goal. Who you got?
Does Vegas, like, do the Chiefs have incriminating pictures of the guy who makes lines at Vegas or something? Because it's like, they just love him, and they've still not come off of him. I'll take the Raiders plus 2.5.
Raiders, of course, beat him last year in Kansas City. Derek Carr having a good year. Chiefs defense not very good, and waiting and waiting and waiting for the Mahomes breakthrough. I just can't bring myself to bet the Raiders because the week you think, the yeah, week you write
right.
them off,
you're right.
It's finally going
to
happen.
And then the week you think that they're legit, they lose to the Giants, which they did last week. That's fair.
I'll pick the Chiefs, but not feel great about it. I'm not betting the NFL this week.
Yep.
I'm just putting that out there.
I'm with you.
I'm with you, too.
Until Sunday happens, and I'm bored.
Monday Night Football, L.A. Rams, and possibly Odell Beckham Jr., I think, at the 49ers. L.A.'s favored by about a field goal.
I feel like this is a good bounce-back spot for L.A. That's my opinion. The 3.5 feels low to me.
Angry Van Jefferson fantasy owner here. I tempted to pick the Rams to lose because of that. But no, I fully agree with that. They still need the Niners not trusting Jimmy G. I'm not. And this is a nice bounce back spot for them for sure.
Yep, I'm with you. Let's
Von Miller probably going to play, right?
Yeah, both yeah. Odell Beckham. And the Rams are just going for it.
Yeah.
Let's have Derek do his pick, Hans, because he's got to go. Something about work.
Yeah.
Basketball. So make your pick for the game, then we'll take a break, and Hans and I will come back and make our
Great.
Picks.
Great. Well, I'm going to feel really ill-informed because I don't get to hear Hans' stats before I make my pick.
That's right. Oof. You'll have to sort of just absorb it on your way over there.
Kind of going to have to go in blind. So based on what I know, and I'll be curious to drive over and listen to Hans, I think this will be a closer game than what the spread originally indicated and even lower than what's currently listed. I think that there is going to be a transition process for Curbelo and Trent to get back into the game, to playing well. Arkansas State on paper looks like a decent squad. I have Illinois 82, Arkansas State 68. I think it's a game that's in the second half that's competitive. Illinois ultimately pulls away.
You were like what, within 2 points of nailing the exact score of the first game?
I had 71 to 50, and it was 71 to 47.
So I'll trust you here.
All right.
I'll go with it, because that means at worst it's 82 to 71.
Correct.
Your margin for error is low so far, so we'll roll with it.
I did tweet that, so now I've set kind of the bar here, and if I'm way off, I'll probably get grilled, but that's okay.
Yeah, we'll see.
We can keep record of our guesses.
Okay.
Hans got the screenshots.
He has the receipts.
All right, with that, I'm out of here. I got to go work and watch some basketball. It's not really that terrible.
Have fun.
Hans and Trevor on the other side will give their predictions. Hans with his stats and breakdown of Illinois, Arkansas State will do that. They will do that when we come back. This is The Drive.
If you're familiar with the world's fastest mower, then you already know about Dixie Chopper at Dedicated Diesel in Urbana, your local dealer for Rhino AG 3-point hitch and bat wing mowers. See the great end of season pricing on the Dixie Chopper and check out the full line of Lucas Oil products. Dedicated Diesel is the area's original liquid tube dealer with great season ending deals on the world's fastest mower, the Dixie Chopper. For more details, visit Dedicated Diesel at 1306 Triumph Drive in Urbana. It's here. Champaign Urbana Pepsi Cola Bottling Company will deliver to your home in Champaign, Urbana, and Savoy. Just go to PepsiHomeDelivery.com and get started. PepsiHomeDelivery.com provides free, no-contact home delivery if you live in Champaign, Urbana, and Savoy for residential sales only. They also offer free curbside pickup at their Champaign warehouse on Anthony Drive. Champaign Urbana Pepsi Cola Bottling Company will deliver in Champaign, Urbana, and Savoy. Go to PepsiHomeDelivery.com and get started.
Illini Link is the University of Illinois Alumni Association's new professional networking and flash mentorship platform. Join the Illinois alumni community at IlliniLink.illinois.edu. Network with other alumni in your industry. Mentor students or other alumni in a short-term or long-term format, depending on your availability. Find a mentor for yourself. Join the Illini Link community today at IlliniLink.illinois.edu. Go Illini!
Hi, my name is Ellie Jean Bricks. My mom owns Salon 105. And you should let her and her friends do your hair.
I'm Josie Weaver, and my mom, Crystal, and me go to Salon 105, and I love it.
One day, I'm going to own the salon, and maybe I'll do your hair. My mommy does a great job on my hair, and I'm sure she will on yours, too. The salon is downtown in Mahomet.
For more information,
information, visit salon-105.com.
College basketball season is finally here. Gear up to support your Fighting Illini basketball team at the official fan store of the Fighting Illini, Game Day Spirit. From basketball jerseys to t-shirts and NIL merchandise, Game Day Spirit is the one-stop shop for all Illini basketball fans this season. Shop with them in-store in Champaign at the corner of Neal and Kirby, in Campus Town at the corner of 6th and Green, or online at GameDaySpirit.com. Game Day Spirit, where Illini fans shop.
Jeremiah 29:11 states, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to give you hope and a future." What a comfort we have in this passage, as the Lord is telling Jeremiah, "I care for you, and I will take care of you." If you are in despair and think you have no hope, pray to the Lord and ask Him for His blessings, guidance, and protection. See how your life can be changed in the lives of those around you. This message brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist in Champaign and Urbana.
Drive in, drive out. Recycling's what Max is all about. You can make some cash and do your share. We make it really simple because we care. It doesn't matter, large or small. Our friendly staff will handle it all. Starting it over is what we do at Max Twin City Recycling.
My name is Benjamin Rice, and I am a Champaign County farmer. I care about the food I produce for both my family and for yours. Farmers face adversity. The weather, the markets, and other issues bigger than any one person can control greatly impact our livelihood. But no matter what, I will care about how I farm. I will farm with sustainability and the future in mind so that my kids and grandkids will be able to follow in my footsteps and provide safe and nutritious food to the world. Champaign County Farmers Care, a message from the Champaign County Farm Bureau.
Long's Garage in Urbana prides themselves on being the one-stop shop for vehicle and tire repair. Whether you're looking for new tires or think there might be something wrong with your alignment, the ASC-certified technicians at Long's can help. In fact, Kumho Tires is running an instant rebate sale right now. If you buy a set of four Kumho passenger tires, you get a $60 credit. So visit Long's Garage at 503 East Main Street in Urbana or schedule an appointment at 217-367-3942.
If you're worried your friend may be struggling, remember, you don't have to be there to be there.
You could say how while you will get a fake tattoo. You could ask with an app if it works for you. You could chat on a game, kick off your flip-flops. You could ask on your couch while you binge watch.
Whatever gets you talking.
Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at seizetheawkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
Hey, Grandma, I haven't heard from you in forever. Why don't we message on the computer anymore?
I just don't trust the darn thing anymore. Viruses, people stealing my bank records. Why can't we just go back to the way it used to be? A handwritten note or a long Sunday evening phone call.
Grandma, you don't have to be scared of the internet anymore. Just contact Area-Wide Technologies, 359-8041.
Thank you, Johnny. Now, how about you message me that report card of yours?
Gotta go.
Did you know that the largest security monitoring company in our area has been sold? You will if you try to give them a call.
All of our representatives are currently busy.
When it comes to your home security and peace of mind, the last thing anyone wants to hear is,
"The estimated hold time is 96 minutes.
Don't be left on hold. Trust the local and family-owned company who have been doing this for almost 50 years. Trust Barcom. Give them a call at 217-679-2387. They'll actually
Barcom Security.
Answer the phone. Barcom Security. Have a secure day.
Excited for a road trip? Start it off right with auto coverage from American Family Insurance. J.D. Power ranked us number one in customer satisfaction with the auto insurance shopping experience among mid-size insurers. Get a quote at AmFam.com.
American Family Insurance.
For J.D. Power 2021 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Looking for a great place to work? Dedicated Diesel in Urbana is looking for talented mechanics for small engines to semi-tractors and trailers. These are Monday through Friday shifts with no weekends. Dedicated Diesel offers competitive pay, benefits, and paid holidays. At Dedicated Diesel, we recognize, value, and respect the individual differences of our employees. To apply in person, just come by 1306 Triumph Drive. Drive in Urbana to dedicated diesel or call 217-328-0562.
Hey, Illini fans, it's Georgia B. Catch my boys Lante and Derek Piper weekdays from 4 to 6 on The Drive. Boom, boom, brr.
Hans, they left us alone.
You did.
It could be dangerous.
Very dangerous.
Two kids running the radio station.
Yeah.
All right, give me some stats on Arkansas State, Illinois.
All right, so Arkansas State is 1-0. Illinois is as well. Illinois is the 11th-ranked team in the nation. They are favored by 17 points, over-under 140. So they've got Sills.
Desi Sills.
Desi Sills.
He's the Arkansas guy.
Yes, right, for 3 years, and then he came over here to Arkansas State. He scored 21 points last game. Granted, they played a very small school. He was 58% from the field. And then Omir, he had 12 rebounds. And as we've talked about it throughout the show, he's just a freak athletic, you know, guy.
Showing off those multi-sport skills right there.
Oh, yeah. And then Fields has 4 assists, so he's kind of a sneaky guy who can. He's got some good eyes. For Illinois, Grandison had his career high 20 points last game, 70%. Bosman's Verdonk, 10 rebounds, and he was pretty good last game.
Yeah,
just overall. And Demonte Williams, 4 assists. Hawkins did a great job. He got some national attention, I thought. Played 29 minutes. Alfonso Plummer, I thought he had a pretty good showing.
He played 36 out of 40 minutes.
Wow.
So he only came out for 4 minutes.
Oh, amazing, amazing. He needed that experience, I think.
He did. Especially since you didn't have Cabrillo and Trent, you know.
Yes.
He had to stay in there a while.
Of course. Overall, the Red Wolves are 44% from the field, 19% from beyond the arc, and 95% from the foul line. This is just with one game. And then the Illini are also 44% from the field, 43% from beyond the arc, and 67% from the foul line. So who you got?
I think, like Derek said, I think Curbelo and Trent will play. If not, I at least think one of them will play. As to how effective they are, we'll have to see. I think we've over-worried about Arkansas State a little bit. They're a good team, but they're the 6th-ranked team in the Sun Belt, and I think they're going to play like it. I think Illinois wins 75-60.
Ooh.
15-point win.
That is close to what I've got.
Oh, boy.
I really hope Omar Payne shows up tonight. I don't want to be worried about who's going to take Kofi's place when and if he possibly, like, fouls out in the future or whatever happens. I hope we can just go to Omar and trust him, and he can put up some decent points and get some rebounds.
Agreed.
So I hope he plays really well tonight. And I think Illinois... Oh, yeah. Also, they are really bad from beyond the arc, the Red Wolves. So... I think Illinois is going to shoot a little too much from beyond the arc, miss a couple three-pointers, and that's going to keep it a little close.
Okay.
But not too close. 76-62, line I win.
Right next to my score,
right. Yes, yeah.
Well, I feel good that I'm near your score because, I don't know, I mean, you missed it. The week that you were gone was Illinois-Penn State. Yeah. I filled in as you, football.
Ooh,
and
nice.
So I picked Illinois to win. Because you always do, and then I look like a genius. So,
well, you are a genius.
Well, thank you, Hans.
You're welcome.
So are you. Thanks for all the stats. Thanks for who you got.
For sure.
Another award-winning segment. And let's get a win tonight.
Yeah.
And I will actually be here alone on Monday because Lon is still in Hawaii, and Derek will be in Wisconsin going to the Illinois Marquette game Monday night. So it'll be Jay Layman and I for the Jay Layman Hour from 4 to 5. And then you'll just have to put up with me from 5 to 6 previewing Illinois Marquette. Then Derek will be back on Tuesday. And then Lon comes back Wednesday from Hawaii. So that's our schedule for next week. And then Hans will probably be here Friday.
I might join you on Monday.
Okay.
Not too sure, but...
Come on in.
Oh, yeah. I'd love to.
There's plenty of room. Thank you, Hans, for who you got.
Thank you.
Be safe. You're going to the Illinois game tonight. Let's get a win. This has been... Oh, and thanks to... Gosh dang it, what was his name? Jeff Reed, Arkansas State, 24-7. He had a great accent.
Good guy.
I felt like he was really telling me a story.
Yes.
Yeah. Sitting there in the camp with his laptop. Thanks, Jeff. Thank you, Hans.
Thank
we'll
you.
See everybody on Monday. This is The Drive.